uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is a rainy day in L.A., at least morning. I feel like it's raining all over the world. But you know what? It's rain that we need. We need water in L.A. like 90 going north. And normally, when all things are fair, equal, it normally rains in L.A. this time of year. We have had it in the past where it didn't, but normally it does. And so I had the gardener put some seeds and fertilizer on the grass in my house. And it is beautiful. He did it in November, or the end of November, 1st of December. It was perfect timing. It is beautiful, green, thick grass. It's amazing. I'm taking your phone calls at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. We had a remarkable meeting, Sunday morning service yesterday. Thank you all for it. It was amazing. It is a blessing to see young men, all men and women, but especially young men and women, waking up. And when they wake up, they cannot believe what they were unable to see and the things that they were doing as a result of being blind. Isn't that amazing? And this is due to the failure of the parents. And the churches are no good as well. Most churches are no good. So as a result, the children are turned over to the world and they are being corrupted by the school, the government system, educational system, that include colleges and all over, and as well as the government and the hustlers and all those people. It's amazing. God is good. People are waking up. And there is no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamphobiaism, or deadbeat-dad-ism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. Racism has never existed. It's been a made-up lie over the last 60 years or so by the children of the lie. The children of the lie. I have a brand new, we have a theme this year for our church service, for the members of the church. I have a theme this year, no sin. Stop sinning. If anyone says that they are a child of God and they sin, they are a liar and the truth is not in them. For this reason, Christ came that you may be free of sin. But so many people have been told that you can sin as a Christian. That's another lie that's been taught. And that's why one of the other reasons we're losing our country because of that. And I want my country back. I want my country back. My biblical question this week, an amazing biblical question. It is about knowledge. What's wrong with too much knowledge? Everybody running around getting degrees and trying to be educated, and you've been told that education is the way out. My question is, what's wrong with too much knowledge? That's my biblical question this week. I got a call this past Friday from a man out of Alabama by the name of T. And he was like, well, Jesse, why don't you deal with that young black girl that was killed? And I believe it was in the Houston area. Why aren't you talking about that? And at the time, I had not heard about the story. And then but there was something about T that wanted me to deal with it. And one of the things is that he thought a white man killed the girl. So why aren't you dealing with the story? And blacks are running around thinking that it's a white man who deals the stories, who so-called killed this girl, allegedly killed this 7-year-old black girl. And so you have the so-called entertainers, black entertainers and actors, so-called actors. They're affirmative action actors and singers. Running around, raising money, and talking about all kids are our kids. All kids are not our kids, but because it's a white, they thought it was a white on black thing, they jumped on board and rallied and raise money and Karen. Oh, look like idiots. It's so funny. You don't see these people coming together to deal with black-on-black crime or abortions in the black community. Everybody and their mama having abortions. 77% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner cities around the country. Poverty and lack of character and violence in black communities around the country. But these so-called black entertainers and other folks, they don't come together and rally about that. It's only when they think white people are involved. Most black people hate white people. Even those in the church hate white people. It's amazing. And these are the reasons that black people are suffering, and they will continue to suffer until they take responsibility for their own failures and turn back to God. Our battle is a spiritual battle. And so I looked at my producer and I looked into this story about this black girl that was allegedly killed in the Houston area. Lo and behold, we have an update for you. It's not what the race hustling, godless black people thought. They thought it was a white man. All of a sudden, there's outrage for it. When black people kill white people, you hear nothing about it in the black community. From the so-called black celebrities or the preachers or the hustlers or anybody. It's okay for white people to be killed by black people. But let one incident happen, and they think that it's white people to kill black folks. Oh, my God, it's an emergency going on. Black people are hypocrites, not all but most. Not all but most. They're hypocrites, folks. We got to correct them because they're going to self-destruct if they're not corrected. Because when you are on the side of evil, there's nothing left but self-destruction. We talked to people in church on Sunday who are living together, had sex before marriage, and living together. It's a mess happening. And then once they have sex, they get emotionally tied to one another. And it's hard to move away from that, knowing that it's wrong, because your emotions are involved, and now Satan uses you to make up excuses. But this is a great story, folks. And the black race hustlers, the black people who hate white folks, thought that this was a white man. So they jumping all over this story, even at a woman down in Florida, a black actress, what's her name? Gabrielle Union, either dated or married to a younger man 10 years younger than she is. You know that's sick. She was all over it. They were ready to pounce on the white people. They were ready to cry racism. Oh, Dwayne Wade is her husband? Yeah. Are they really married or going to get married?
I'm not sure.
Nobody's sure?
Yeah.
They've been married, are you sure? Okay, I'm told that they are married.
Okay.
I can't see you, Joe.
He's the one that's 10 years younger than...
Why in the world would a man date or marry or be bothered with a woman that's older than him? You know that's your mama. But anyway, a black 7-year-old girl was killed in the Houston area, Texas. An initial police sketch based on her sister witness accounts showed a white man, 30 or 40 years old. See that? That's a picture of the white man that the sister said it was, or at least a sketch of it. And the black people are like, hallelujah! We're going to jump on this and cry racism. All our children are ours. So I'm wondering out loud, why is it that the children that are being killed by black people, the black children that are being killed by black people every day, are not theirs? Those are not their children. Only the ones that's killed by white people. Joel, you make the point that even if it was a white man, why is it racist? That's a good point. Because black people, most, not all, live off the word racist. That's how they intimidate white people. That's how they get affirmative action. Why do you think you see more and more black people on TV and in movies now? It's affirmative action. They're not earning their way. They're let in, not because they're good actors and actresses, or good entertainers. They're there because of affirmative action. They intimidate white people. So they paint, create this white man face, right? I don't know who he looked like, the white man. And blacks were like happy about that. Lo and behold, it's not what they thought. This is a CNN report on a rally about the investigation.
The Houston community coming together today, mourning the killing of Jasmine Barnes and calling for justice. The 7-year-old was killed Sunday when a gunman opened fire on her family's car near a Walmart. A manhunt continues at this hour. Police have just released this composite sketch of the suspect, and they're pleading for help to find him. The sheriff is asking businesses to review their security cameras.
This community in East Harris County, galvanized by this tragedy, we saw hundreds, if not 1,000 people in this parking lot for the better part of 2 hours, here to show Jasmine Barnes' family their support and call for justice.
Amazing. They show up for Jasmine Barnes because they thought a white man did it. But had a black man did it, or they thought a black man did it, you wouldn't hear anything about it. Back in a moment, 888-77-JESSE. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.